What up, guys? I'm out here with my good friend, Joe. He is the owner of Midian Motorcycle Rentals. This guy is my go-to place to rent motorcycles. He has motorcycles of all kinds, from 100cc all the way up to 400cc's. Whether you want an automatic scooter, whether you want a motorcycle off-road, he has all that. He has dirt bikes, and you can rent anywhere from as low as $10 a day up until maybe $6 or $7 if you take it out for a month. He has 15 motorcycles. However, he only has 3 here because he is so good at what he does that people rent from him weeks in advance. So I'm going to turn the camera over, guys, and I'm going to let Joe tell you about his business. So I'm going to let my good friend Joe tell us a little bit more about his business and how he likes to cater to tourists and foreigners like myself. Go ahead, Joe. Tell us about your business.
Hey, guys. I hope you've been doing very well. I just wanted to invite you to join us to our team, our scooter team, our motorcycle team, just to be part of our experience, motorcycle experience here in Medellin. We have many options to you. We have automatic motorcycles, off-road motorcycles, naked motorcycles, big motorcycles, small motorcycles. Every motorcycle that you can imagine. We have many options here in Medellin to travel or visit from Medellin, like Jardín, Guatapé, what else, Yarumal, Santa Fe, what else, La Ceja, Río Negro, many options to you. And I hope if you arrive to Colombia, I'm gonna be very happy if you rent a motorcycle, because you are gonna be too happy to ride a motorcycle here to live the experience. So I hope you
rent. Of course, they're gonna rent from you. Now, can they rent from you by the week, the day, the month, even?
Yes, we have many fees or rates, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It starts almost in $9, $10, and up to $50, $70, maybe. It depends on the motorcycle, so there are many options to you.
Okay, so obviously the lower the CC, the cheaper the motorcycle, the higher the CC, and depending on what type of bike you want, guys. So the question I had for you, Joe, is that depending on the type of motorcycle a client wants, you can go anywhere from like $10 all the way up to $70, depending on how long they want the motorcycle for and the type of motorcycle, of course, right? Okay, the other question that's an important question is, do you have unlimited mileage? Can anybody take a motorcycle and go to, say, Bogota with it?
Yes, sir, we have unlimited kilometers, mm-hmm, for your bike. Even if you rent the smaller, or even if you rent a bigger one, so there are unlimited mileage.
Now let me ask you this question, because I found out, because when I went to a different city altogether, I had to rent a motorcycle from there, because obviously, you know, I wasn't here. They would charge you extra if you take the motorcycle outside of the city. Do you charge people extra if they take?
No.
Guys, I am telling you right now, this is a big plus that Joe has that very few other places, if any, have in all of Colombia, is that he does not charge a surcharge if you take a bike out of the area, okay?
Yeah, even if you want to go to Cartagena, Santa Marta, Bogota, Cali, mm-hmm, Pereira, where else, Huila, even, he doesn't care, he doesn't mind.
You guys heard it here first, you can travel all over Colombia, and I'm telling you, somebody who traveled over, you know, a good portion of Colombia, taking a motorcycle, guys, is the best thing ever. What do you recommend for people to travel all over Colombia? Maybe a 150cc scooter like this Honda, or would you recommend something like a Yamaha off-road 150cc bike?
Yeah, it depends your destination, mm-hmm, because, you know, the scooter is only for cities, or just to go with a road very well built, but if you have a road off-road, Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
Okay.
If you are on an off-road, you gotta use a rally.
An off-road, okay.
An off-road motorcycle. So yeah. I recommend to you use the
off-road.
The off-road, if you're gonna be out to a town, maybe mm-hmm. a town.
And I agree with you, because I myself, when I went around from Bucaramanga to San Hill, I actually got a off-road motorbike. And you can use an off-road motorbike in the city, right? It's not,
sure.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, so I know a lot of you guys out there probably saying, yo, if I get an off-road motorbike, you know, I can't use it on the regular street. No, you can use an off-road motorbike just about anywhere. In fact, when you're going up and down the mountains like I used to do, especially if you're going off in a place that doesn't, that has a dirt road, you need a dirt bike. I know that the hard way, so please don't ask why. One last question before we let you go, Joe, is that how bad is traffic here in Medellin?
Okay, for cars, it's really bad because there are many people here. There are many people moving here from other countries. So everyone wants to buy a car. So the motorcycle, I think, is the best option for
transportation around here.
Absolutely.
And one thing, guys, I can tell you myself here, guys, is that sometimes it's actually quicker to get to your destination than it is for you to take a car. So having a motorcycle, one of the good things about the motorcycles here is that you can go in between the cars like they do in California, you know. Joe, is it legal for motorcycles to go in between cars?
Yeah, you know, that way? It's legal, it's allowed, so you can go.
Okay, good, good. Now, one question that probably everybody out there has on their mind is, can I drive with my home driver license? And what if I am not endorsed to drive a motorcycle? Can I drive here in Medellin with my home driver license, like a driver license from Latvia or from Moldova, but my license is not for a motorcycle? Would that be okay to rent from you still?
If you are a foreigner, obviously you gotta bring your license drive for motorcycle, but you don't need a Colombian license drive because you are a foreigner, so you are a tourist, so you don't need a Colombian license drive.
Okay, guys, so that's a big plus for all of you guys out there who are wondering, hey, man, if I come here, would I need my driver license? And would the driver license need to be endorsed for motorcycle? The answer is just bring your driver license. How about passports? Do they need to bring a passport too?
Yeah, a passport, or if you don't have the passport, maybe an ID, and that's it.
Oh, okay. So if I wanted to rent from you and I didn't have my passport and I had my, you know, Florida driver license, would that by itself been okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, okay, that's another plus for you guys. I think we had all the great questions that we wanted to ask that Joe answered for us. How can people order from you? Can they schedule online? How do they order from you?
Okay, they can book it from online. Talking by WhatsApp, mm-hmm. they can pay with a payment link to book the motorcycle if you're going this December on holidays or Christmas, something like that. You can book it from now.
Okay, guys, this is a very, very big point here that John is talking about that very few other places in Medellin have. First of all, guys, now how I found Joe and how and his business is that there was a lot of other companies I hit up, but he had a WhatsApp link and I contacted him on WhatsApp. He got back to me very quick. Obviously he's fluent in English, as you guys can see, he writes in English. So go ahead.
We have other options like Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Yeah, not just WhatsApp, but it's fine.
Guys, communication is key to everything. And I'm telling you guys, out of personal experience, Joe probably has the best communication skills in probably all of Colombia, to be honest with you, especially if you want somebody who can actually write back to you in English without using a translator. And like Joe said, you can order, you can schedule online, you can send a he'll send you a payment link, and you can do debit cards, right?
Yes, sir. We also have credit card and debit cards.
Can they leave a deposit on PayPal, or is that not possible? Is that something you don't like, if they do PayPal?
Yeah, they can do it, but they have to pay the, I don't know, how do you say, percentage.
Ah, the 4 or 5%.
I think so.
Okay, guys, there's going to be a surcharge for using credit cards. You know, if you want to pay him in cash, you know, the money, that would be best. You know, cash is king. But at the end of the day, if you do use credit card, there's going to be a surcharge of, like, you know, anywhere from 4 to 6%. That's just how it is here in Colombia if you use credit cards from businesses that normally don't accept credit cards. You know, that's just the way of life here. Joe, I like to thank you for letting me come out here, ride your motorcycles. I understand you're getting a brand new Yamaha 150cc in a couple of weeks, off-road bike. Is that true?
Yes, sir. We are gonna get the XTC 150 Yamaha. It's an off-road. It's a nice motorcycle.
Guys, I'm telling you right now, if you see this video and you're interested in a 150cc off-road Yamaha dirt bike, I highly consider that you would email Joe or WhatsApp him or Instagram him or Facebook him. And when do you think it's gonna be here? 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
Yeah, I think 3 weeks.
Guys, this is gonna be a brand new bike coming directly from Yamaha. All right, Joe, is there any last words you want to tell our guests out there who are probably going to end up ordering from you soon, hopefully?
Yeah, Colombia is it's a good country. There are many nature and there are many mountains that you can ride by motorcycles. So let's do it.
Yeah, guys, I just came back from Chicamocha Park. Did I pronounce it right? Chicamocha? Chicamocha, beautiful park, guys. I had a scooter with me. It wasn't one of his scooters. And by the way, Joe has one of the most recent, newest motorbikes out there. I mean, your motorbikes are like, what, a year and a half, 2 years old at the most? They're not that old, right?
Yeah, the oldest is like 2019.
And obviously, as you guys can see, you know, he keeps them in good shape. This is a Honda PCX over here. Really good. As you guys,
XRI off-road, XTC 150. Yeah.
Yeah. So as you guys, I mean, again, I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again, guys. He has like 15 bikes, but he only has 3 here available because he's like one of the top renters in all of Medellin. And the and his bikes, as you guys can tell, they're clean. When a customer returns the bike, you wash the bike, you make sure it's clean and stuff like that.
Yeah, if they don't bring the motorcycle like dirty, they don't need to pay or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm telling you guys, I returned the motorcycle dirty. He charged me 25,000 pesos. It's like what, $5-6, you know? So he keeps his motorcycle clean. Another thing he does that a lot of Colombians out there don't do is that he actually cleans the you clean the helmet.
Yeah,
you
clean the helmets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should take care of you.
Okay, that's very important, guys. Cleaning the helmets, because I'm telling you, people sweat, people sneeze. That's something that Joe does that many other people here don't. The bikes, as you guys can see, are in good condition. They're washed. They're new within a couple of years. This Honda PCX, guys, it's a great bike. I have not ridden it myself because I think it's too good for me, to be honest with you guys, but it's available right now. Joe, one last question before I officially end this video. Do you do airport drop-offs and pickups if somebody wanted to rent from the airport directly?
Yeah, there is an option. So if you want to pick it up, the motorcycle here, or maybe if you want the motorcycle in the airport, we can do it.
Okay, of course, it's going to be an additional fee, gentlemen, but again, WhatsApp him, Facebook him, Instagram him, email him. He has like 4 or 5 different communication lines for you. I know I've been saying this is the last question, but this will be the last question. Is Colombia safe?
Yes, sir, it's safe. It's too safe. Yeah, but there are places that you cannot be there. So
let me ask you this question, because I'm a foreigner myself, as you know. Are there places in Medellin that somebody like me, who's 6'3", 250 pounds, is there places here that I should not go to any place here that you would say, hey, Amr, don't go here, it's too dangerous for you? Like Comuna 13, or is that not a nice place now?
Yeah, Comuna 13 is a good place, it's a safe place. Picacho Viewpoint is a good place too, because many people go there, foreigners, tourists, there are many police guys, so you are gonna be safe.
Okay, Comuna 13, that was where Pablo Escobar lived, I think, or was that somewhere else?
No, it's not from Pablo Escobar. Pablo Escobar is out of our mind, yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing about Colombia, guys. Don't talk to them about Pablo Escobar. They don't like him, so I learned that the hard way. So as you guys can tell, guys, Colombia is safe. You know, keep your head on a swivel. Don't go into dangerous neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods here are called what, barrios?
The neighborhood here is called...
Barrio? Barrio?
Barrio,
okay.
Santa Maria.
Okay, like Barrio, Santa Maria, stuff like that. Guys...
Nice. 15 minutes away from Poblado, so it's near.
Santa Maria, is that a good barrio or a bad one?
It's a good one.
Oh, okay, Santa Maria is a good one.
You can find Airbnbs, hotels, yeah, many options here.
All right, guys, you heard it from Joe himself. Colombia is safe. Don't do anything stupid. You know, if you go into a place that looks sketchy, dangerous, you know, just get the hell out of there, guys. You know, use common sense at the end of the day. Would it be okay if these guys who wanted to rent from you, if they asked you, you know, questions on the internet, like, hey, is this like a good place to go, stuff like that? If they just wanted to get an idea of what they're getting into, is it okay if they were to contact you and ask, hey,
yeah,
Joe,
okay. Give you all the information about the city, about the motorcycle, about everything. So you are welcome always here. So just text me or just email me.
All right, guys, so you heard it from him. This guy is pretty much, whether it's him or one of his associates, you know, right now it's you and another associate who run the business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you do most, you pretty much do all the communication and all the handling with the people, right? So as you guys can see, if you order from Joe, he's the guy that you're going to ultimately end up dealing with at the end. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
They're going to deal with you. So they're going to deal with the guy they see in the camera, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. What more can you expect from that, guys? All right, Joe, I'd like to thank you for letting me come out here, make all these videos. Your scooters are the best. And hopefully the clients will contact you. You have an amazing website. What's the name of your website so they can Google it?
Rental Medellin with a tile with the last A.
With the last A, it has a tile on top. But if they go on Google and they type in motorcycle rentals Medellin, you're gonna show up in the search results. Ah,
oh,
look at that. You know what? That's a great idea, guys. Guys, go online, type in Rental Motors Colombia, it will show up. All right, Joe. Thank you so much. And we're all gonna see you later, okay? You take care of yourself.
See you.
See ya. Peace.